This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
There's something about that tune I really like. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, hop up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a live chat room going on. The smarter people than I up in that chat room. You'll have a great conversation. If you don't want to listen to me, they'll still steer you in the right direction. Sometimes they don't even listen to me. I can tell because I can see what they're talking about. Anyway, always, pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. All right, let's see. Michael Hauser is going to join me in a little bit here. Let's see how many of these stories we can go through, some of the stuff that you guys have sent me during the break. Or that have gotten backed up over the last few days, I just haven't been able to get to. Let's do this one first. Obama cuts the military pay for a third year in a row. Now, burger flippers, right? I mean, we're pushing for the burger flipper, $15 an hour. I mean, the snot-nosed little kid who just graduated out of high school deserves $15 an hour. And I'm going to show you what morons we have out there. Not that you don't already know this. So they're going to get $15 an hour. But the $15 an hour doesn't happen all at one time. It's not like next Thursday you show up, it's $15 an hour. It's going to happen over a period of, you know, 1, 2, 3 years. And what people don't realize, or no, I think they do realize. See, I've told this story before, and I think it's great. Realize that the person getting minimum wage at the local grocery store is now going to have to get $15 an hour. And mom and dad that own the local grocery store, and now I'm going to have to charge a little bit more for that bread and that milk and a few other things that are on the shelf there, because now they've got to pay somebody else more money. And they don't just pay them more money an hour. They have to pay more in taxes. They pay more in workman's comp insurance. They pay more in medical insurance. I mean, it's all percentage-based. So you're going to eat that. They're not going to eat that. You're going to eat that percentage. So that $15 an hour, when the worker finally gets there, guess what happens? It ain't worth $15 an hour. It's no different than it is today. So it doesn't really help, is what I'm getting at. What they need to do is leave it at $15. I mean, leave it at 10, 8, 10, whatever the heck ever it is. And then you need to find another job. It helps you move on in life. But the Republicans always get nailed for this. I don't know how. And part of it is because the president does not want. See, there's a provision in the new spending bill that says they can't close Guantanamo, and he doesn't want that in there. So while shouting that minimum wage for illegal aliens working at McDonald's should be a $15 an hour, President Obama used a loophole in the U.S. code to deter a pay raise to the military. The lower pay increase translates to a pay grade E4, Corporal Petty Officer, Third Class Specialist, Senior Airman, with less than 3 years of the service, will earn less than $3 an hour. Let that sink in. So the guy that's willing to take a bullet for you, to give up his life for you, to go away from his family 6 months, 8 months, a year, 2 years, he's going to get like $3 an hour. Oh, and it's only $2.15 an hour when you're doing training.
They need a union.
They need a union. There you go. And a burger flipper is going to get $15 an hour. Isn't that sounds like so logical? On what planet? I don't know. The Examiner reports that the federal law those serving in the nation's military are supposed to receive a yearly pay raise in accordance with the formula utilized by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The House of Representatives traditionally uses whatever figure the BLS sends them to factor in any given fiscal year budget. However, this commander-in-chief continually loves to use the emergency loophole. Yeah, he loves our military, doesn't he? Yet, as reported by the Alabama Media Group, the Birmingham News, the Huntsville Times, the Mobile Press Register on August 31st, 2015, members of the armed services will see barely visible 1.3% increase in their proverbial pay envelopes starting New Year's Day. Think about that. Come on. Right? And this goes on year after year after year. I think Obama took a pay cut, pay hike, pay freeze, whatever. Yeah, tell me about it. Just amazing to me. Michael Houseman is going to join us after the break. And I got you guys sent me so many stories, I wouldn't even know where to start. Actually, I'm not even going to try to start. We should finish up. You know, we're not going to have time in the show tonight. But that alligator thing, it's really funny how people are really, they're somewhat dancing or jumping into the fact that parents' fault, not parents' fault, Disney's fault, not Disney's fault. But when do we? See, I can't say because I've never been there. I don't know what kind of warnings they give you. And, you know, you think about 55 million people a year go through there. They opened up in the 50s. I mean, that is either the safest gathering place in the country, or in the world for that matter, or they got a great way of hiding everything. One of the two. I don't know which. And not disparaging to the family. You know, our hearts go out to them. Prayers go out to them for this, or on this. You know, but wouldn't you be, for lack of a better way of saying it, though, wouldn't you be extremely careful with your children in a situation like this? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me and do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As he does every week, we're bringing Michael Hausam on. Maybe he can reach me. He can try to get me to figure out what the heck is going on in this crazy world. You know what? I'm just so frustrated with the president. I can't even find the words to say how this week here, in my mind, my puny little mind, he showed us how much he hated, how much he hates, continues to hate America. Michael, thanks for joining me tonight. I appreciate your time with me.
Well, thank you so much for having me here, man.
Yeah, you know, did you see the passion and the anger in him when he was yelling at Donald Trump this week?
You know, if he went after and identified our actual enemies the way he talks about those that ideologically disagree with him, it would be a very different world.
Oh, no kidding. But nothing. We can't get him. We can't get that same amount of a passion. Like I said, if he had talked about how these people that are coming after us, when all we want to do, in a lot of cases, all we want to do is help them. All we want to do is work with them. All we want to do is help them make their areas better. And who does he go after? Trump. And what for? I mean, think about it. Think about what he's attacked him for.
Right.
So, I don't know. And their tribe, the people on that side, they're going along with it. They're sucking all this up. Anyhow.
You know, it was interesting, though. I had a conversation with a friend of mine that I had tweeted something about his total inability to say radical Islam, and then his explanation about that, right?
So what did you get from the explanation? I want to hear this.
Well, what I got for it is he just said, you know what? The words that we use are unimportant. It's what we do that's important. Right?
Hmm.
That's what I heard him say. And my point was that, well, if he was actually doing things, number one, that would be helpful. But then secondly, I do think, because the way our brains work, concepts and ideas are related to words. And if we refuse to connect those dots, our concepts and ideas won't necessarily flow from the right place. But I had a friend of mine call me today, very much of a guy on the right, and he gave me an alternate idea. He said, look, man, he goes, you know that the only thing I like about President Obama is his skin color. That being said, he did suggest an alternative understanding. He said, if those in the Muslim world somehow understand that we in America feel ourselves to be at war with Islam, those that are not jihadists, that are not Islamists, that are not radical jihadis, he goes, those folks, which by any stretch tend to be a majority, even when they do those polls about the people that are in favor of Sharia law and death for apostates and all that, those people are not the ones doing the killings. If those folks understand that we are at war with Islam, it cannot be false narrative. If they understand
I am.
Here's whatever.
I'm losing you. I'm losing you on the USB thing. I mean, on the USB. Listen to me. Skype is what it's called, isn't it? Yeah, that's it. I can't hang up or reconnect. He has to hang up or reconnect. There he goes. He's gone, and he'll be back in a second. I guarantee it. There you go. Isn't that cool?
And how's that?
It would be. I don't know. I can't see you.
Well, I can fix that.
You mean you're going to, like, turn on the camera or something?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are.
Okay, so anyway, here's what he said. He said, look, by Obama being extraordinarily careful to distance ISIS and the radicals from actual Islam, he makes it impossible for the moderates, the non-radicals, to somehow favor and associate ISIS. He made a very interesting point about that, that if moderate Muslims, those that we need to work with, because we just can't go do it ourselves, right?
Right.
If there is going to be an ideological victory, the way to do that is for moderate Muslims to understand that we agree with them that ISIS is actually not representative of true Islam. And the president's language makes that sort of effort easier.
How about this? Okay. By using radical Islam, you're making a distinction between moderate Islams, Islam as a whole, and radical Islam. Okay?
Yes, that's a much more nuanced argument than to say these folks have nothing to do with Islam. It would be the same thing if I was to compare your church with Westboro Baptist.
Right. And what I would do, being the good little Christian boy that I am, is speak up and say, no, that's not my God. That's not the God I serve, okay? And we're nothing like them. I'd like to hear the Muslims do the same thing.
Right.
All right.
But if I described Westboro as just radical Christians, you would object to that.
Radical right-wing nut jobs. No, I wouldn't. I haven't yet.
You would say that Westboro has nothing to do with Christianity.
I would say that they have nothing to do with the God I serve. They may think they're Christians, but they're not serving. But that opens up a conversation more than denying the fact. Look, these guys...
He's not denying that they're radical. What he's doing is he's... The language that we just minced about Westboro Baptist Christian Church and Michael. Your Christian Church. I'm not defending
him. No. But even that.
It was an interesting point.
You know what I think is really funny, too? He is the only person that still calls them ISIL.
I know.
Right? And ISIL is a compliment to them.
Because of the Levant?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
I get that.
Right. So why is he giving them any respect? You know, I would say the thugs known as ISIS. How's that? Right? If he doesn't want to use radical Islam, use something else that calls them out and makes them different than the others. He does nothing to make a distinction. It almost seems like all the man does is continually defend those people, and it's all our fault.
Yep.
It's all what America has done in the past. You know, it's just like these nut jobs on the left. Somehow, I'm still trying to figure this out. I'm going through therapy over this because I'm trying to figure out how it is that Christians are responsible. You saw, what's her name, the Cohn girl from CNN?
Sally Cohn.
Yeah. We've got to go to a break, but you can explain to me on the other side of the break how Christians are responsible for what went down on Sunday. Maybe I'm missing something here. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I think, I don't know. No comment.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go. Go ahead, Daniel.
We are back. I'm enjoying that too much, though. I don't want to come back. I want to listen to the music. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, like I say, I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I know you could be listening. I don't know why you would, but you could be listening to about 3,000 other shows out there, and you've chosen this one, and I do so much appreciate that. Like I do every week, I bring on Michael Hausen from House Rules to be with me and to try to straighten me out. Get me to really understand politics as we know it today. Michael, thanks for being with me. Tell people where they can hear your show in that ungodly hour of the morning. But
they can hear my show. The best way to do it is to go to my website, which is houserules.us, H-E-U-S-rules.us. And there's a little link right there taking you to the Spreaker site. You can listen to archive. You can download free Android or iPhone app. You can listen live.
I hate Skype, buddy. Hit me again, will you? Because you sound like the devil. That's not saying that I know what the devil sounds like. Let's be clear about that, okay? I am Joe Messina, your host. Michael will join us very quickly here in a second. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or just head up to the website. Because on the website, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there as well. When Michael returns, I want to talk a little bit more about what's going on with Trump. I mean, seriously, we are in a world of hurt if we can't get our guy in there and to do the right thing. Seriously. If we can't get him to say the right words to, I don't even know where to go with this. I seriously don't. And I know he's successful, and people have told me, people around him have said that he doesn't do well with taking advice from others, except in areas where it's not his expertise. He feels like he knows how to reach people, he knows how to talk to people. If you're filling up stadiums every place you go, it's a big deal. You must be doing something right. I mean, as he said the other day, which was true, he has, I think he would say he had 90-some-odd employees working for him. Okay? He has, Hillary has just under 900. Or right around 900, hovering around 900. I still love that. She has just around 900 working for her. So, I the guy's sitting there saying, wait a minute, you're telling me I need to do all of this, and the bottom line with this, I've already been able to win with less money and resources than the other person has. Anyway, Michael Housen joins me again. Michael, thanks for being with me.
Well, I'm happy to be here, man. I rebooted the whole thing. Here's the thing, is I do not want your listeners to be deprived of me. I'm extraordinarily other-centered, obviously.
God bless America. See, you sound a little bit like Trump there, didn't you?
Yeah, except for I'm joking.
I was just talking about how he has just under 90, I think it's 90 or just under 90 employees working his campaign, where she has over 900 working hers. Okay?
Interesting that none of those 90 will give him any check on the ridiculous things that he has to say.
Wait. You really think that – you don't think that anybody said to him, that's not going to do well, or you shouldn't say that, or you, why did you say that? Here's how you have to fix that. You don't think they've done that to him?
No.
Really? I think they have, and he just looked at them and said, yeah, okay, whatever. That's why you're making $15 an hour, and, you know, I own the place. That's just my own personal opinion, though.
Okay.
Yeah. So, listen, there's a threat, an underlying threat, that the president is going to take a move on his own to, help curb systemic gun violence. You got any ideas what you think that might be?
No, it's just bluster. There might be some kind of executive order to slightly adjust the background check issues or this or that. But the Second Amendment is there. The Ninth Circuit just ruled on that concealed carry thing, so it's being nibbled away at here and there. Looking into the details, that there were calls made from gun store about the guy. The FBI had talked to him a couple of times. All the particular things that were out there that are supposed to catch the crazy radicals, he actually, for a brief time, was caught in those nets and wriggled his way through. Did you see that Nikki Haley signed in to for South Carolina that that folks in bars can now carry?
No, I did not see that.
Yeah, well, you know, Florida has pretty liberal gun laws, but there's no possible way anybody could have a gun in that place. Because, they would have had to obviously break the law to take one. That's funny to say. Break the law to have to take one in there. But South Carolina now, I'm not sure when it becomes in effect. I didn't read the details of the article, but I saw that she was signing that in bars and restaurants, people can now carry weapons. I mean, just imagine that, Joe. Imagine one guy with, a little Glock 9mm, which, as you know, is a gun guy, is not a particularly powerful weapon. Just one of those with four bullets in the clips could have changed things in that. Necessarily, but it could have.
It could have. No, you're right. I mean, look at anybody. I was just kind of joking about this earlier tonight when I said, you know, there's a university that wants to ban. I can't remember the name of the university, but they wanted to ban the guards or on campus security from having guns. They want their guns taken away from them. And I said, great. So when they call for help and they call over to the campus security, I would love to be the guy at the phone, and I would love to say, hey, oh, you're John. John, you're the one that started that whole movement for us not to have guns anymore. Oh, there's a guy with a gun at your dorm? Love to help you, bud. But, you know, I'm here. I don't have a gun. Let me call the police for you. We'll see how we can work this out. Get back to you soon. Hey, duck low. You know, that kind of thing. And then there's another, what was the other school that there was a shooting at a couple of weeks ago we talked about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who do they call? They call the guys with the guns to save them.
So, yeah, it's funny. I've gotten to a couple of arguments on social media with people that posting, number one, ultimately love will win in the end, which is an insanely stupid statement. And then number two, I don't believe that it takes a good guy with a gun to stop a bad guy with a gun. And I look at the pictures of the holes that they blew in the wall of that place, knowing after the holes were blown in the wall, what ended up stopping that bad guy with the gun was a bunch of good guys with guns. And I think I don't understand. One thing I did do, because of the awareness that a lot of this has happened, and I'm sure you've considered doing the same thing, I have a hunting rifle that right now is about 10 feet from me, 12 feet from me. And I've been checking it every day just to make sure that it hasn't done anything. And as of so far this week, that hunting rifle has been relatively inert. It hasn't done anything.
Yeah. Well, I keep a close eye on it. You know how sneaky. I've had teenagers. You haven't had teenagers yet. They can be very sneaky, you know.
I've had three teenagers.
Did you? Oh, that's right, too. Yeah. But you have a young one, too, right?
I have, right now, I have 9, 10, 16, 20, and 22.
And 9 is young. No thank you. You know? 9 and 22, we'll have to talk off air.
Yeah, how does this happen?
Oh, God. My brother is 15 years younger than me. I look at my mother and say, what the heck were you thinking? What is wrong with you, woman?
Well, it wasn't me thinking, apparently.
All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, I want you to answer a question for me.
Okay, good.
I want you to think about how this guy could have been stopped, really could have been stopped. What gun law or stopgap could we have put in place to save this?
Oh, I can do that. Sure,
all right, when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. A couple more times around the rollerblades, roller skating rink, we'll be fine. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I'm going to get me a, for those of you who can see, I'm going to get me one of them disco balls, right? Just turn it on and, what?
And that's your era. You dress like it.
Oh,
your music is like
up.
It.
Yeah, I had the polyester bell-bottom leisure suit, you know, with the big lapels and the silk shirt.
When you went,
I was Vinnie Barbarino's second cousin, is what I looked like.
When you were at Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf this morning, you mean?
Yes, that was me with the pinky finger and the pinky ring and the what did they wear? The ID bracelets. Remember that they used to have the.
Stop talking.
That's perfect.
For my Italian friends, I had the horn, and I had the hand hanging from my.
All right, so you asked me a question. I want to get us back on track.
Yeah, I'm having too much fun, though. Anyway,
How would we have stopped this guy from doing what he did?
Yes.
Obviously, you're rejecting that the FBI should have kept track of him because they had already identified him.
Not at all. I don't reject that thought at all.
Okay, so that's one thing that could have been done. The other more simple thing, and this was
but wait a minute, I'm gonna go down your road because I know you're gonna try to nail me later on. So here's the deal: why should they have kept following around? They said they couldn't find anything to hold him on or to keep him on the do not buy list or whatever they have.
Well, from my position here in the armchair, my quarterbacking throws nothing but tight spirals into the belly, and obviously they shouldn't have let him go. But you know what? One of the things that I do on occasion is I try to get outside my bubble and see what people with whom I disagree have to say. And one of those avenues takes me to Michael Moore's Twitter feed.
Oh, okay.
And if A, all gun sales were to be stopped in the country today, and B, all guns were to be collected, something like that couldn't happen.
Huh? Yeah, because you'd collect them all for sure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that thug in Chicago would give his up in a heartbeat if you knew nobody else had them, right?
I'm kidding. Do you know how many murders there were, or how many homicides there were last year with rifles?
I don't know. No, I don't have a clue.
About 250.
Okay.
A fraction of the number, an absolute fraction of the number of homicides, and homicides include suicides and murders and justifiable homicide and all of that, a fraction of what was done with handguns, which is itself a fraction of that that was done with knives. Far more people are killed with knives than certainly with pistols, and even more so with rifles.
Wow. Yeah. You know, one of the things I want to say to you is that when you do the numbers, when you know, because the Dems are screaming, we don't need more guns, we don't need more guns, just mean more murders, that kind of stuff. Yeah, and I once said, look, we have under 250 million guns registered in this country. All right? That's, notice the key word is registered.
Right.
Now, you know as well as I do, not every firearm sitting in every home is registered.
My hunting rifle's not registered.
Well, that was smart. They got to find you through Skype now. The NSA listens to my show, you know.
My NSA guy knows exactly what's going on.
So, anyway.
Here's the thing about it. In my opinion is the reason why this went right to a conversation about gun control is because that is a particular issue for the left, and it's something very easy for them to talk about. What is not easy for them to talk about is their multicultural ideas have failed. The idea that all of the countries, IJR, where I used to write, or I used to be on their news site, they put up a list today of all the countries in the world where it's illegal to be a homosexual, and the vast majority of those are Muslim countries. And the left is very uncomfortable having a conversation that there is a particular ideology and then particular adherence of that ideology that take those words literally, that the God of the universe is going to honor them for taking out those that disobey his holy word. And Obama doesn't want to talk about that. Hillary doesn't want to talk about that. There's some on the right that don't want to talk about it because it's fairly uncomfortable. That guy, whether or not he was he had his own mental illness issues, whether or not he was gay or gay adjacent or conflicted, there was an element of him that took seriously the fact that his particular holy book encouraged him that he would be rewarded in the afterlife for taking out the infidel.
Michael, I know it's just ridiculous, but I got to ask you because I know you probably look at this differently than I do, but how do you think the left, and don't tell me it's drugs, how do you think the left pulls together or tries to sell? And it's not just one person that the shooting Sunday morning was caused by Christians and conservatives.
I think it's a couple of steps that they have to take. It's not just a one simple move. It's a couple of moves they have to make that there is an anger and an intolerance towards a particular lifestyle. And in the South, that perspective has more pull than it does on the coasts or in the larger cities. And so it's kind of a hop, skip, and a jump for that type of thing. And it's insane.
Well, we know that. I'm trying to, because I'm a commentator. I've got to look at this stuff. And even though I'm a Christian, I'm looking at it and I'm going, okay, how does this tie together? How would I tie this together? And, you know, what am I doing that might be causing this. And I'm looking at it saying, look, I can't, even if I get asinine about it, I can't find a way to pull this together. I can't find a way to tie this.
What they do is they'll trot out, I don't know if you saw that video, it's a pastor up in Sacramento talking about
jackwagon heat. Yeah, go ahead anyway.
So, you know, what did he say? Something along the lines of the only thing about it that was disappointing to him is that more of the Sodomites weren't killed or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, what a godly thing to say. Thank you.
And that is a that's a Westboro Baptist kind of thing. And you and I both know he can go to Leviticus or Numbers or Deuteronomy and pull a couple of verses out to justify that position. But then the left is going to take that and say, see, they're just as much of a problem. But the reality is that you line up all the Christians in the world, all the Christians in the United States, and it's you're going to find only a handful that want to enact capital punishment for homosexuality. But that doesn't matter for that narrative. They want to conflate those two things, Muslim opposition to homosexuality and Christian opposition to homosexuality. And they are only conflatable if you're being, at best, disingenuous, and at worst, totally and completely lying about it.
Well, they want to say, you know, when you start talking to these people, and I've heard them do it on and I want to call into these stations, but they don't take the calls, is they start going down this Timothy McVeigh, and they start talking about Christians that have you know, massacred people. Well, let me tell you what. Real Christians that have Planned Parenthood, that have gone and shot Planned Parenthood nurses or doctors and stuff, I think over the last, I just did this story the other night, from the 90s to date, there's been just under 20 people shot in the name of Jesus at a Planned Parenthood type of thing. Okay? And go, wait a minute. All right, so we got 20. That record was wiped out Sunday in a heartbeat. Okay? And I'm not trying to compare, but what I'm saying to you, you can't compare the two as an extremist type of thing. It's, we don't teach it. We don't have it as Christians.
No, you to find an environment where Christians were actually making that kind of mayhem, ending people's lives for those kinds of activities, you have to go back hundreds of years.
Yeah.
It's just it's dishonest to try to make some sort of equivalence between the two. That's the best word for it. It's just dishonest.
I like that. You're exactly. It is dishonest. It's a deflecting type of term. It's them deflecting what's really going on, what's really coming down. It's just crazy. It makes me nuts because it takes away from the conversation, right? I mean, you can't have a real conversation once you do that.
No, you can't, because the reality is that, yes, okay, if somebody was an out and open homosexual 300-400 years ago in medieval Europe, they might have been killed for it. These are people that were killed a handful of days ago, and that same day there was an imam right down the street making a conversation and making an argument that it is the will of the God of the universe to do it. It's insane. To conflate the two is absurd.
Yeah, I agree with you. Okay, hey, listen, thanks for you know, me being able to pull you more my way tonight. So why don't you tell people how they can, you know, what time they have to get up to listen to your show and how they get your show.
If they want to listen to it live, they got to be on air at 7 o'clock in the morning. The best place to do that is houserules.us. You can also go to Facebook, House Rules with Michael Housem, Twitter, at MP House. But you can also listen to the archive at any time during the day on those same places.
I don't have archives. I have classic podcasts. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Really appreciate the time that you spent with me today. Be safe. Thank you, Michael.
All right, Messina. Thanks, man. See you. Yeah. Bye.
Have a great night.